cinema, listening. Hiya, Alice. Mel's just parking the car. What time does the movie start?
In 15 minutes. But the ticket window hasn't opened yet, so we'll have to wait. I really want to see this film. I've always been a big fan of this director's work.
And I've heard a rumour that he's looking to get into politics in the future, maybe even run for president.
Who told you that?
I have a cousin who works at a film studio in Hollywood, but it's a bit of a secret. You didn't hear it from me. And don't talk so loudly.
OK, but I don't think anyone's listening in on this conversation. Anyway, have you had a busy week?
Yeah, it feels like it. I was out last night as well, at my book club. We were talking about the new Don Black book.
I don't see what's so great about his books. The stories are completely unbelievable.
Watch it. I love those books. And the movies are even better. I watched one on TV just the other night.
I can see it in your eyes that you're a mega fan. Here we go.
Well, I could go on for hours about how great Don Black's stuff is, but it looks as though you'd be only half listening. So let's talk about something else. Who's watching your kids tonight? Is it your neighbour Betsy?
No, we've got Mel's niece Gemma tonight, luckily.
Why do you say luckily?
The last time Betsy was babysitting, she just sat and watched while the kids drew on the walls and then invited her boyfriend over. Gemma will get the kids into bed on time and listen to some music till we get back. All I have to do is see her home, and she only lives in the next road. Easy.
A good babysitter is like gold dust. I'm so lucky my parents live next door.
I hear what you're saying. We're really grateful for Gemma's help. It looks like rain, doesn't it? I hope Mel found a good place to park the car.